the fuck ever. Talking about dumps. One bad one, you just don't know.
Yeah, sometime in between.
Teasing, of course. Of course, Don Jameson and Dave Landau.
Hello.
Joining us today. Dave Landau every day. But good to see you, Don. Been a while.
Yeah, a couple months.
Yeah, yeah.
It's good to be back.
Good to have you back.
PC police are still attacking the comedians, which is good.
Yeah. It's fucking
it's awesome.
Insane, man.
It's awesome.
I just can't even. The shit that's going on now with like Gavin McInnes, he just got deplatformed from YouTube now. Like they just they it's amazing the chain of events over the past decade of what has happened. They build up this thing called social media years ago. It starts with stupid MySpace and things like that, and then they whittle it down to this simple form, just Twitter. We're gonna chit chat about world events and fucking what you had for breakfast and whatever the fuck else people want to talk about. And it becomes this thing that it's a part of everyone's life now. Like it became, in a way, it's the way people define you who don't know you. Like if you don't know somebody and you read their Twitter, you get kind of an impression of who they are, I guess, or whatever. But it's an important thing now. Whether it's good or bad that it is, it just is. So then you're all fucking intertwined in it, like a tumor. You're in there. And then they have the ability all of a sudden to just go, oh, yeah, you're out. You're not part of the cool guy club anymore. You can't be part of this thing that is huge, that everyone talks about, that everyone's on, that everyone uses it to define themselves and be a real person in 2018. But you? Yeah, get the fuck out. Same thing with YouTube and Instagram and every other platform. And I'm not even talking about the financial platforms where you get people that just want to turn a buck, Patreon and things like that. And then they go, yeah, no, we're not even going to let you make money.
That makes no sense.
It's crazy.
What really makes no sense either about the Gavin thing is this is a human being with a family who's losing. Who's the winner?
Yeah.
There's no guy. There's no idea. There's nobody who cares as much about that as this guy does about his family.
About his family.
And making a living.
And making a living.
It's this fake ideology something. Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, I was trying to put it together. Yeah. There's no winner.
Who wins? Right.
Like, there's just a fucking loser. That's it.
Who wins? Right.
Nobody.
That's a perfect example.
Nobody.
And nobody. Except that tiny bit of satisfaction these fucking rats get. That they go, yep, look at what I did. I ratted him out and they deplatformed him. Ah, ooh, yeah, that's something to be proud of.
Well, I was part of a mass bullying campaign to ruin someone's life.
Yeah, yeah, great. I was part of that big thing. And
good work.
And then,
hey, remember when they threw so-and-so off of Twitter? That was me.
That was me.
I
helped
that.
Do that.
Me and my boys in Ronkonkoma.
Yeah,
the
punk. And what did it catch you? Yeah. Nothing. Oh. Yeah, it gets you nothing. And you
I didn't play catch with my son again, but yeah, I was ruining somebody else's life.
It's destroying people. Like this isn't just, oh, what, you can't fucking talk on Twitter anymore? Like, no, it's not just that. Gavin's a guy that has spent his life performing, doing satire and parody. And like, he's brilliant when it comes to really breaking down society into a humorous little segment. And he's brilliant at it. And people get so offended because he's so good at it. He knows how to make it. You ever read The Onion? Like, years ago, The Onion was, and National Lampoon and stuff.
The Onion was unbelievable.
The Onion was unfucking believable. It was because they were so on the edge of parody, almost falling into reality. But they just kept it enough where you're like, that's why it's hilariously funny, because it's so wrong, but it parodies what's really going on in life.
It mocked everything across the board.
Everything.
That's what was so great about The Onion.
I stopped following them on Twitter and just started following CNN, because their headlines are way more outrageous.
Same fucking thing. Yeah, when you can't distinguish parody from reality at this point. I've read Onion tweets, and CNN tweets where I thought they should have been switched.
The other way.
The other way, yeah. And that's why Gavin is so brilliant at that. And it contributed to people trying to bring him down because they take everything he says at face value and with all seriousness, and it's just not that. He's amazing at doing that. So they pull all of the platforms. He had a shitload of followers on YouTube. They pulled his videos that had nothing to do with anything political or, you know, just some really funny stuff from years ago. And people are fine with that. That's what I don't understand. If you're a true patriot or somebody that truly appreciates our rights that we have in America that aren't shared all over the world, it's a very unique situation we have here. That's why whenever they try to compare, well, you know, in Japan, there aren't this many murders. And in England, they have this and this. Like, you can't compare America with
other countries.
I'll take more crime, but more people showering. Thank you.
I'll take a couple of shootings if we don't have fucking 60-year-old men buying teen panties out of the fucking vending machines.
People shitting in the street.
Irradiated mental patients.
On top of it. Yeah, so I would think some of the numbers are fudged over in those places.
Yeah, I think so. But that's what they do. They try to compare America with that. And the whole bit is America is so unique. And we supposedly have so many freedoms that we're free to fuck up. You can't stop people from doing terrible things in this country because the same thing that you would need to stop them from doing horrible things would stop people from having certain rights. Just can't do it. So we live in a country that's like kind of like the Wild West in certain ways, but it is the best break you're going to get in the world, you know, as far as a country goes. So you get someone like Gavin, and he gets deplatformed, which is an amazing Orwellian word, and people are fine with it. Well, you hear what he says? You hear what he represents? And then you just go like, you're fine with big corporations censoring people, telling them what they can or can't put out there. And then not only telling them what they can or can't, penalizing them by making them destitute. You're taking their fucking livelihood away and their money and their way to make a living.
But they don't hear what he says.
They never hear.
Even Jeff, who was on Leach, who I like a lot, he thought that was a real sword based on the fact that that's what was told.
That's what happens in this day and age of Onion, CNN.
But yeah, you're not.
You don't know what's real anymore.
Not listening to the actual guy. Yeah. Like,
you hear Gavin had a sword at that event and he came out and held it over his head and... Well, it was a broken plastic sword from a bit he did earlier.
On the show I was on.
He was appropriating Scandinavian culture.
Maybe that's it.
Nobody.
I was offended by that.
Yeah.
He also had Asian glasses on to make it slant.
So he's not going to host the Oscars is what's going on.
I don't know. If Kevin Hart doesn't get, I don't know who they're going to get.
That vile racist.
That horrible racist little man.
Or homophobic or whatever he is now.
So the people that don't have a problem with this, just because they don't agree with what Gavin says, don't like his humor, don't like whatever his politics,
they read in a blurb about him.
Yeah, don't like what they read in a blurb. Don't like the picture of him looking like.
Yeah. Which is a great picture I would use as a fucking headshot.
Dude, the picture of him just standing there scowling at the camera with his dudes behind him, it's so badass.
It's awesome.
I saw the paraphrasing of what he said.
Yeah.
And I didn't like it.
I didn't like it at all. Because
90 parentheses in it.
I didn't like that paraphrase redacted statement he had.
Yeah.
Look at that picture.
It's the greatest picture ever.
He looks like a mental patient. I love him. But
if that was Christian Bale, they go, oh, my God, he's the greatest actor in Hollywood.
Amazing guy.
Oh, a national treasure.
It's Gavin.
But let's say it draws, and I don't mean to cut you, like, let's say it draws the attention of white supremacists, and that's people's issue, is that it's somehow white nationalist, white supremacists.
Right, have infiltrated the group.
Right. Is that Gavin's fault or the fault of the media that says he's a white supremacist and says go this way?
And says go that way, yeah.
It's their fault. Yeah. It's not his.
Like, initially,
it drives me nuts.
We knew that the... we knew here that the whole Proud Boys thing initially started as a big joke.
Right.
It was literally a joke. Again, that brilliant parody and satire that Gavin does. And it built up into this thing where guys kind of liked hanging out, being guys with Gavin across the street at the bar, whatever, some local New York guys. And then when Gavin went to give some speeches at universities and stuff, NYU for one, and all these people came out to throw eggs and shit and piss water bottles and everything at him, his guys said, hey, we'll help you out. We'll come down there, make sure you can get in, make sure you can get out safely. We'll help you out. We'll take care of you. So then it became, oh, they're the brown shirts. They're the guys that are... No, they're guys that hang out across the street at the bar that decided Gavin has every right to speak at a university and people are trying to pelt him with things, that he should have people that will protect him.
But Anthony, you know what the world we're in right now.
Yeah.
My hate is better than your hate.
It is true.
It's more justified.
It is. Yeah. It's more justified.
If we throw eggs and we throw tomatoes at you, we're in the right.
We're doing it on
our
the good side.
Our hate's better than your hate.
On the good side of us.
Yeah.
Right.
Our violence is a good thing.
It's a good violence, right. Ugh. I am
Why is there
so
violence?
Disgusted. Yeah.
It's jokes.
It's jokes. Right.
When Nick Cannon has to come to somebody's defense.
And that's what's happening. And that's kind of what I was getting to, is that the people that don't have a problem with Gavin being deplatformed because they don't agree with him and find him repugnant. I don't know. They don't understand. And it sounds like kind of a cliche thing, that eventually it does get around to you. Or somebody you do care about, or a philosophy that you preach, or whatever. It always comes back around. And you're seeing it with things like Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart, I could assure you, is not a racist. He's not a sexist. He's not a homophobe. He's comedian.
And a brilliant fucking businessman.
I
don't care if you like him or not. The guy knows what the fuck he's doing.
He does know what he's doing.
When was the last time we sold out the Link in Philly?
Right.
70,000
fucking
seats,
nights in a row.
Madison Square, two shows.
Yeah, two shows. And then, you know, every movie he's making does well.
And part of it was a 2010 stand-up show he did that involved him talking about his kid being gay. This is almost a decade ago, where things weren't what they are now, and they're pulling it out. It's a thing that Comedy Central produced.
Yeah.
And it was a joke, again, a joke.
There are no jokes
and
about
heterosexual men from my generation do have worries about it. I'm sorry. We have to learn how to deal with it because our parents weren't really cool with it. And it's just the reality.
So whether you think the jokes are funny or not, that doesn't matter.
Right.
It's like the minute we start to turn on each other as comics, we're dead.
You're done.
We're dead because then, it, like you said, it comes back to you. Amy Schumer started like 6 months ago lecturing men comics cannot talk about this. They can't talk about that.
Yep.
And now Nick Cannon's going, oh, look what you talked about.
Nick Cannon came.
I hate all this tattletale shit, but you know what I'm saying?
Too.
You open that can of worms and then you're going to get caught in it.
Yeah. It's such a weird double-edged sword thing because I can't fucking stand this rat culture we're in where everyone just has to rat everyone out, turn them into their various platforms or agencies or whatever the fuck. But then there's that other side where you go like, oh, good. God, do I want to see those motherfuckers pay. But then I get pissed off at myself because I am an absolutist with the free speech. I think everyone has the right to be heard. I don't give a fuck. Charles Manson had a right to be heard. And you'd go, wow, that's a fucking mental patient. But at least, you know, you heard it from him. I don't like listening to other people tell me what someone is. I'd rather hear it from them and make my own determination and go, yeah, that's a fucking nut.
Yeah,
and everyone has that right.
You're not an idiot.
Yeah, I try.
But no, seriously.
Contrary to popular belief.
Well, sure, what they say about me.
How dare you make that point so digestible to people.
Exactly. Contrary to a...
But it's like how you mentioned...
former co-host.
But it's like, it's interesting you made that point about Schumer, because she came up as a result of Opie, Anthony, and Norton. Then she went, like, even her movie, was it, which was a huge success, involved Bobby Kelly, Florentine,
it's David all, yeah. Powell.
It's all your universe.
Right.
Then she went on stage and started lecturing that universe. Because, I mean, I can't imagine how crazy she went with the shit people say about her.
Yeah,
but it's like, that's why they turned on you.
Yep.
Because you stopped being this irreverent, funny female comic and decided to do a whole new thing, going against everything that you were created by.
That stink don't wash off that quick.
No, when you and you buy into the liberal left in Hollywood, once you join that cult, you're in.
You're signing that.
That's it.
You deal with the devil.
Yeah, when you sign
it
up,
always backfires.
When you sign up with L. Ron Hubbard, that's it.
Yeah, no.
You only got Leah Remini left on your court. That's it.
That's it, man. Yeah, Amy used to tell that hilarious story. It was horrific and hilarious, of her in the front seat with a cab driver.
And fingered.
The cab, just fingering her.
Yeah.
And she liked it. And she like it was so dirty.
It was a great bit because they're like, ate two scoops of ice cream last night. Yeah, one time I let a cab driver finger me. I don't care whoever. Dude, her first special and second was very funny.
Very fucking funny. Yeah,
and
then, you know, she's out there stumping with her Uncle Chuck, and they're talking gun control and this and women's rights and pussy hats and marches. It's like, shut the fuck up.
They're going at black dudes like Kevin Hart and women and stuff. Like, nobody's safe now. It's
crazy. I think the Nick Cannon thing is unique in that I don't think Nick is so much defending Kevin against...
No.
Hypocrisy of comics. He picked three white chicks and said, how come white broads get away with this shit and a brother doesn't?
Right.
And he's got a valid point. Of course, he's got a valid point.
Of course, she also discovered Cat Williams, so tread lightly.
Tread lightly. Yeah, Cannon, 38, tweeted on Friday alongside an old tweet of Handler, Chelsea Handler. And I guess that was, this is what a fag bird likes when he flexes, including a photo that is no longer available. So Cannon then went on to share a 2012 tweet from Schumer in which the comedian wrote, enjoy Skyfall, faggots. I'm about to get knee deep in Helen Hunt.
It's good.
Yeah.
Hysterical.
And, and then he found a 2010 tweet from Sarah Silverman, who said, I don't.
Why would you write that?
Sorry. I don't mean.
I don't know what it means.
I don't mean this in a hateful way, but the new Bachelorette is. Bachelorette's a faggot. Or something like that.
See, that's funny when you call a woman that word.
Yeah, yeah. Calling a woman
like
a faggot.
Like, that is fun. That's
really
actually funny.
Funny.
Yeah. Like when you call your friend bitch.
Yeah, yeah,
woman,
yeah, yeah.
Bitch, your male friend.
It
that's
is funny.
You call a woman the F word. That's good.
That's
I like
a great
that.
Like Posehn bit about yelling slurs to people who aren't the right thing.
Yeah.
Like calling a white guy crossing the street the N word.
Yeah.
Like just calling a woman a faggot.
It is funny. Mix them up and just throw them out there.
Yeah,
see what
I love
comes
that
up.
Bit, he's like, yeah, he said Joe Pesci saw him at a show. And he's like, I'm going to do that. So he's like, you know, there's a woman somewhere. Like, did Joe Pesci just call me a faggot? Like, that's funny use of
it's hilarious. I don't, but we are doomed if this continues. And it seems to be continuing. I've had discussions with Gavin right here. In Compound Media, where we talk about, well, I think there's a light at the end of the tunnel. It sure looks like maybe where there's a pushback and it's looking good. And then, no, they fucking pull the goddamn trap door on the motherfucker and you become an unperson just like that. That's all it takes is to deplatform people. Alex Jones, where the fuck has Alex Jones been? Guy was on everywhere for... the whole presidential campaign, the first couple of years of his presidency, almost year and a half. And then they pull the plug on him, the powers that be, whoever this they are. And he's gone. He's fucking gone. It's dangerous and frightening to think that that can be done. And it's been done, and it'll continue to be done. And if you think you're safe, you're not. Doesn't matter.
No.
If someone deems you dangerous or even mildly annoying, I guess, you can just be made to not exist anymore in this digital world.
No, and I was a big fan of your 15th Twitter account.
I fucking loved my 15th.
I can't believe that
15th.
That one got shut down.
I think my 15th was one of my best.
8th and 9th were, you were, yeah, yeah. They were a little dry, but.
I had a transition from Anthony to the many other.
He found his footing at 12, I think.
Yeah. I have an account, but.
He's going by his mom's maiden name on that one. Yeah.
I have an account, but I don't do anything with it. I check news. I subscribe to a bunch of news sites and some personalities and things, but.
You'll still get hate for that. You follow this?
If I did, you know, if anyone knew it was me, I'd get, you know, it would be just pounded by idiots all day. The same idiots that, oh, my God, someone sent me a picture of a post somewhere that was actually making fun of me. I can't believe it. For
online
going to the casino in Philly Friday night and winning. Like, oh, this fucking guy. Look at this ass. It was actually trying to make it seem like a bad thing that I went to a casino in Philly and won and had a great time.
An institution that makes people's lives ruined.
Right.
Its job is to make you destitute while you visit.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, let me get this straight. You left with winnings?
I left with
what
money.
What an asshole.
The most ghetto casino I've ever been to in my life.
Those are the
best. Wait a minute. We were in Detroit. What do you mean?
Well, let me tell you.
Was it worse?
It's pretty close. It was pretty
really?
Goddamn close, man. I got to tell you. This was after the amazing Chip Chipperson show at the Fillmore in Philly. What a great time we had. Kevin joined us, of course, Kevin Brennan. Of course, Chip Chipperson. And who the fuck else was there? Sammy Roberts. We had a great time. It was a packed house. A lot of fun. We signed a lot of shit afterwards. And then I was like, Atlantic City's not too far. Kind of making a joke. I wasn't going to go to Atlantic City. I had a train ticket and everything to go back to New York. And then someone goes, hey, there's a casino like right around the corner from here. I was like, don't tell me one of these fucking Jake's 58 with the machines. I don't want to ding, 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 ching, ching, just slot machines. Yeah. Like, no, these table games.
Yeah, five slot machines in a Denny's.
Yeah.
Just outside of Philly. Yeah.
Exactly. So they're like, no, they're table games, man. You play blackjack. I'm like, oh, my God.
Did you go Parks?
There. No, what was the name of the place?
Sugar House.
Sugar House.
Oh, yeah.
Sugar House, motherfucker.
Sounds like you were in a back alley dice game.
Yeah. It was awesome. No, so I get dropped off there, and I walk in, and I look around, and I'm just like,
Sugar House.
I'm like, oh, shit.
Welcome to the Sugar House. What's the password?
It really was fucking.
We use bitches as chips.
Backstage at the BET Awards. Yeah. It was, yeah, there it is. Sugar House. Yeah,
holy
motherfucker.
Fuck.
Yeah, so I
just say waiting for permit on the front door.
Yeah. So there it is.
It's incredible.
Oh, it's nice actually a real place. Yeah.
I took that picture.
Nice. Day two.
Yeah, I don't know when that was taken, but
I drove to Atlantic City and took that picture.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
But a lot of
that's Harris.
Yeah,
a lot of nice piece of ass dealers to keep you at the table.
Oh yeah. Oh Jesus. My God, look fat ass, fat
look at
ass.
Her.
So I go there and there's quite a few fans there from the show, which was cool. So we sat down and played some blackjack. I was boisterous as I usually am when I play blackjack. And at one point I had about 18,000. On the table. I'd won 18,000. And then I dropped five of it and decided, I'm out. Going back to New York. So I left up with 13. I started with 1,500 and turned it into 13 grand and fucking left. But I'm the fucking piece of shit. I'm the asshole that went to a casino after a chip show.
It's a hell of a nice prop.
Oh, it was a good fucking. Yeah. But then walking from just the doorway to the cab, I was like, oh, man. Because they all watch you, and I'm loud. Yeah, look at me. I'm winning. Yeah, motherfucker. Just fucking chips and money. And one of the guys, this black dude, comes up to me when I was taking a break, and he's like, yeah, you should have won that one hand. That man, that motherfucker took a hit. He shouldn't have taken no hit. I'm like, yeah, I saw that. It happens. What are you going to do? You got like $10?
Like,
at least
say.
He sparked up a little conversation first. Yeah. He's like, look, I put in the effort. I was watching you win. Now give me 10 or I'll just rob you on the way out.
Yeah, you're like, it's either that or 13 G's.
Yeah. 10 grand or 13,000.
10 here.
It's your choice.
Let me just pay
right. 13 out there.
The interest rate goes up. VIG goes up every step you take toward the door.
Peel off a 20. It is Kwanzaa.
Yeah. And it's hard. You can't say, like, oh, I got nothing on me. He followed
you to the cage.
So I just pulled the, I was like, get the fuck out of here. Oh, I did that one. And he's like, fucking walked away. I think it was the only defense, really. Use that kind of you don't give a shit defense.
Yeah.
It helps with a few makers and cokes.
It does help.
You really will get that, get the fuck out of here thing. So I got into the cab and went to the train station. And Kevin Brennan was talking about this. Philly, like, he got on the train at 11 p.m. And he made a little video of it. It was hilarious. He's just sitting there. The place has got people sleeping on the benches. There's nothing going on. And he's just mad. What is this? This place closes down. Fuck this. Where is it? It's Friday night. He's getting mad. He's calling out cities like L.A., which does the same thing. The chairs are up on the table at fucking 1 a.m. In New York, you know. Shit going on here still.
I'd be afraid to have a $100 watch on a train at that hour. You have 13 G's.
Oh, yeah. I was like...
nervous for you.
I got it loaded up in my pockets and shit.
Do you have a gun?
Oh, no, you can't take a fucking gun out of state.
Wink, right?
You can't. Actually, you can from New York...
No, Philly canceled that, right?
They have a... No, there's no reciprocation between the states. Yeah. But you could get a Philly, Pennsylvania... license for pretty cheap, but you can't carry in a casino anyway.
Oh,
they don't allow you to carry in a casino.
Yeah, because I've seen that.
Yeah,
little stratosphere.
Yeah, a bunch of people. Imagine that. Well, I'm all in.
Yeah, dude, that happened.
Hit me.
Derek Richards and I were working that one week where it was just like, hit me. All right. It was right in front of a fucking Easter Sunday brunch buffet.
Yeah, they don't allow that. But once I was at the train station, you know, I was going to know.
Yeah, I left Vegas with $147, and I was pleased.
There you go.
And I got to the airport, made it $67, but still.
Because there's fucking slot machines at the airport.
They're the worst ones to play.
They gotta
be. I was just
be.
So bored. They just
people
take
that can't
money.
Wait to get to the casino, or they have to get one last fucking.
Yeah, I don't think they win. I've never heard anybody win at one.
No, let's play this last one, the no chance spots.
Yeah. Has anyone ever been at the airport and seen like, oh, shit, big payoff?
Yeah.
Never.
Never, ever.
No. They're all crammed in coach.
Right
there. Yeah, no one can afford first class.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Crammed in coach.
Like to be bumped up from here.
If there is, can you imagine all the people that have lost in the airport just surrounding that motherfucker, too?
Oh, yeah. You motherfucker. I was
how
just
much
playing
you win?
That. Yeah. You got $10? $10.
Nice. I had that on a Breaking Bad machine. The guy was like, I was just playing that. And I had won like $200, and I'm like, how is this yours?
And I'm like, playing it now.
Like, I could fuck off.
Yeah, fuck off. Like, yeah.
You stopped playing, so I took my turn.
Gambling's a fucked up thing, man. You see it with people. It's just, some people just can't fucking. When I'm in there, I am dedicated to the cause. I will fucking play like a motherfucker. But it's not. I don't have to get to a casino or bet a football game or whatever the fuck. I don't have to do it. Like, if it comes about, I'll have a pisser doing it, but then I'm done. Like, I'm glad I went there. I'm done with my fix. It's over. I don't have to go to AC for a while now. It was fun. I like playing blackjack. I like winning. Don't get me wrong. Beats the shit out of losing.
I guess losing's part of the addiction, though. I'm lucky I don't have that addiction.
I've heard that for years. It's like, no, you know what? The losing is also part of the addiction. I don't know. I don't think so.
I swear to God, if I'm down $40, I'm like, all right, I'm calling this fucking shit a day.
Well,
if I start winning immediately, I'll play till I lose.
Yeah, that's what, like, you got to get out of that mindset. And that's what happened. You know, I was up to 18,000 and I could have left. But like anything else, you're never going to hit the absolute peak. Or, you know, you gotta figure it out where
you
it
gamble
is.
Enough where you're winning that kind of money.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to gamble to maybe lose it too.
Yeah, but at this point, it's if you're winning and then things turn and you notice when it turns.
Yeah.
We are fucking laughing our balls off at the table. I think this guy's name was Brian and shit. We're just fucking having a great time at this table and winning. Both of us doing really well. And then you start noticing it's getting a little quiet. You haven't gone, yeah, that many times. And dealers fucking pulling amazing cards. It's time to fucking go. Like, you could try. Like, I tried to try to see if it was coming back. And then once it got down to like 13 grand, I was like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm getting on the train. I'm going back to New York. I'm done. But there are people that will not do that. It's like, no, I had 18. I got to get back up to 18.
Oh, yeah.
No, you don't.
That person is you.
Yeah, that person is me.
Every other time except for this one.
Not when I'm winning. See, if I lose, right? And if I lose, let's say I lose 20 grand, right? And then I build it up to 10,000. I can't stop there. I got to get to the 20 grand. But if I built it up to 18
right.
and I drop to 13, I could fucking leave.
Or like the time that you were with your girlfriend of many years and you were like, well, I'm doing so well, I need to make this 250.
Right.
Right.
That didn't work out.
No. Well, it did work out. She left.
She did leave. Yeah, that's all in my book, Permanently Suspended.
Yes, it is.
I broke
good segue.
Up with out of a 9-year relationship at the Borgata at the table in the high roller section. I was like, hold on. She was yelling at me about something. I'm just like, hold 2 seconds. Hit. Fuck you, Jabo.
It's really not a time for a fight either.
No, it's That's, not. You're distracting me. Thank you, Dave.
You should know better.
You should come to Atlantic City with me.
I'll go. I'm going to be there in March, actually.
Maybe we could do a field trip.
Yeah.
We'll do a little field trip. We go there at Borgata?
It is a benefit for one of the people who are an avid listener.
Oh, well, so, I like that.
Yeah, so I'm going to be staying at the Trop.
Oh, the Trop.
But, it's actually going to be at a country club, but I'll gamble. You should
come. What, Bushwood?
Yes, it's Bushwood.
Is it at Bushwood, sir?
A casino.
A casino.
Bushwood.
That
might have been in part two. I don't remember.
And who got mad at you for winning?
Yeah.
Like on social media?
Yeah, just assholes.
And you know,
people that just can't resist but to try to twist the screws.
And have never
and
seen.
That's like, that's what you pick.
But it's like, it's so funny how it's so many of the same people that root for you.
Yeah, yeah.
That also root for your downfall. It's amazing.
It really is. There's
a major crossover there.
Yeah, it used to take a while, but
are
now
there
it's
people
like
that root for us?
Right. There were. I think there are. They're the people that will hate us in no time. There's just a constant.
No, you're right though. But it's like I think it's also too when they see somebody winning $13,000, some people just get infuriated.
I think so. Yeah.
I don't.
I gotta admit, I'm actually a little angry about it.
I understand that it would make people mad.
If he gave us each a grand, we'd have a better day.
Right? Then you wouldn't be as angry. I understand. I get it.
I got PayPal.
Oh, people hate it. You sit there with the stack of chips, and you just. Hey there. Double down.
Yeah.
They just get angry.
See you next to a guy's figuring out what trucker he's going to blow to get a ride back to wherever he's from.
And then calling the cards is the worst, too. No one remembers when you don't get it right. Like if I call, like, all right, 9, and 9 doesn't come up, no one remembers that. They remember when it does.
Oh, yeah.
And they think it's some kind of magic. So I will always sit there and just go, all right. 9, 9, 9, 9, 9. And the dealer goes, 9. motherfucker!
Do you play with Hitler often?
Yeah, I know. Oh, I do. People see Kyle do.
I do that. Like,
Proud Boys.
When I need a nine, I'll go like this. I'll go to the deal. I go, you know German?
Yeah.
I go, look. Nine, nine, nine! Oh, yeah. I do that at the table.
That should be part of Blackjack.
They lose their mind.
Like a goose step.
Yeah, yeah. I want a 999. Seven, please. Snow. And an eight. Yeah. An eight. I'll be like, snowman! Because it looks like snowman.
That's when I play in golf.
Snowman.
I go up to eight.
I'm so loud.
Everything
so
on genocide.
Obnoxious. Yeah. So obnoxious.
Wipe out these chips.
It's great. Five on top. Come on now. Black a jack.
I think if I played blackjack
well,
with you.
You say it like that. It. Yeah, that's obnoxious.
Oh, and that's all night. Hours on end. Hours on end. And the dealers are fucking. The pit boss is. This motherfucker won't shut up. And then I'm.
As long as you're not swearing and being hostile.
Well, I did call the dealer a cunt once.
Well,
and they called over the floor and got in, and then I had
if it was a guy that would be hilarious.
Yeah. I had to try to convince
it was not a guy.
No I had to try to convince the the pit boss that I was calling the cards a cunt and not that cunt.
Yeah, I was just making eye contact with that cunt.
Right
referring to the hand.
She was pulled out these shitty cards.
I mean, it's not her fault she's a cunt.
No I've calmed way down. I have calmed way the fuck down.
There's certain, I'm not a gambler, but I know there's certain types of dealers that people shy away from.
Yes. Oh, indeed you do. I understand what you say. Anytime they bring that destroyer to the fucking table.
Asian.
All right, here
also.
She comes. Saigon Susie's going to take my whole fucking stack.
Even with a fucking roulette, it'll be like, oh, too bad.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Oh, no. Say bye-bye to your money. Bye-bye to my fucking money.
You're not getting a tip.
What? Make you look like that little naked girl running down the street burnt to a crisp. Yeah.
I win, you win, bitch.
Yeah. I tip.
Yeah.
Sit there and go, all right, you give me a fucking seven. This is yours. Six.
I feel like if I gamble with you, and I do hope you come to Atlantic City... Oh. It's going to be, after 10 minutes, you're going to be like, Dave, could you go leave? Just leave.
Oh, no. Dave's a mush.
Dave, go play quarter slots like Allie told you.
The girls are only the mush. That's when the worst thing, we'll be sitting at a table, me, the guys, we're fucking screaming, having a great time, stack of chips come up. And then the girls come over. How you guys doing? Good. We're doing great. Dealer has blackjack. What? So, yeah, no, we were over here. We were just playing. And 16. Dealer shows at 10. All right, hit me 10. So we were going to head over to the roulette machine. Dealer has 20. Get the fuck out of here. Get away from the table. Leave. And you're not even allowed to be mad at me for fucking telling you that. Because you see what just happened? Two hands. Shit. You changed the shoe.
I like the, are you up or down? Because then if you answer you're up, obviously you're going to go down. Because you just takes it. And then if you're down, well, how much are you down?
Oh.
Well, why don't you stop?
Why don't you stop? That's the whole thing like with video games. It's like, fuck, shit. I just can't fucking get my shit together. You know, why don't you stop then? Stop? And do what? Talk to you?
Haven't we talked enough?
I have to get to the next level.
11 years of marriage. It's like, what, you want to just pretend we've had a conversation? We haven't had a conversation. We've had
about everything.
80 times.
At this point.
You want to bring up? You want stainless steel appliances?
shit. Oh, my goodness. Look who's back. Our good friends at Pajamagram. Oh, boy. We love Pajamagram here. At Compound Media. We all know how hard it is. Wow. Look at that, huh? I think she was. All right. We all know how hard it is to pick out that perfect gift for the lady in your life. But your shopping could be easier this year. If you pay attention and click that link on our site, our good friends at Pajamagram. This is so easy. There are some guys that just aren't good at buying gifts. They go out, they get something, the girl hates it, or they wait till the last minute or something. This is going to be a win. This year, you could score a perfect 10 with her, the all-new Pajamagram. Perfect 10 pajamas from Pajamagram, America's PJ experts. Perfect 10 pajamas created to be the PJ of her dreams. With a feel like silk, only softer, for a gentle, relaxing touch she'll love. Wow. And that's what she wants, for you to get her something that shows you care. Something to make her feel sexy and comfortable. Let me see.
Something that shows her that you have an internet connection.
Exactly. Oh, they love these. They love Pajamagram. If you ordered from Pajamagram before, you know it's always a hit. And if you haven't, it's really easy. And you don't even have to wrap it, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging and delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. Plus, they're backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee, so you risk nothing. Perfect 10 pajamas are destined to sell out before Christmas, so get them now. Order yours right now. Pajamagram makes it so easy. Click the Pajamagram.com logo on our site, or you could give them a call. You know the number, 1-800-GIVE-PJs, and use my name, Mr. Anthony Cumia. That's Pajamagram.com. Tell them Anthony Cumia sent you. Would you please? Look at them, all sexy and warm.
Mm-hmm.
Snuggled up in their Pajamagram pajamas. Oh, my God. There you go. Hello. The gift that gives and gives. And then, you know, at the end of the night, that Pajamagram pajamas comes off.
Put them on the floor.
Oh, nice. Yeah, Pajamagram. Go there. Pajamagram.com. Merry Christmas, everybody. That whole thing's coming up. And that's easy. God, I hate the malls, going to store. Well, I can't even tell you the last time I went to a mall or a store. I have to go after the show today. Actually, I have a meeting today after the show with my publisher. But then after that, I got to go to the Microsoft store to get another Xbox for my apartment. I can't go one night. Do you know what I put in my backpack? My Zim and my little keyboard and my mouse so I can play.
Your cheating stick?
My cheating stick, as he calls it, you fuck. What? Sorry, I don't play with a fucking controller like a baby. Does that come with a nook, a little nookie, and a fucking blankie, you fag?
I just bought a Switch because I wanted something portable. So.
That's all you need.
Yeah, and they got Wolfenstein and Doom.
Yeah.
It came with Mario Kart on Black Friday sale. I was like, fuck it, let's do it.
I don't know. I need a full size. I just got to get another Xbox now.
Just on the planes a lot.
The Switch is sweet on planes.
Yeah, that's what I want.
At least 6-7 hours on battery. Any flight is good.
Yeah, that's why I wanted it. I was like, this is great.
Isn't that amazing that it got to the point where flying just isn't exciting enough?
Oh, no.
You know, years ago, just the act that you're hurtling through the cosmos at 30-some-odd thousand feet.
It's a wonder.
It's enough. You didn't want to distract from that. You're like, you're wearing your suit and bow tie. Well.
Yeah.
Looking at the clouds through clouds of smoke.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, this is wonderful. Yeah. I can't believe we're actually flying.
Before, you know, with the flight took off at 5 o'clock and it was 5:01, you couldn't complain on Twitter?
No.
Mm. It's 5:01.
What the fuck?
We're still sitting here.
What the fuck?
Dude, my friend's seen the pilot. He's not even on the flight yet.
Just bitching about everything.
Dude, people were mad on the flight today where they're like, we have to pull over real quick to de-ice the plane. And people are like, oh.
Fucking de-ice the plane. Give it a shot, fag.
What, you afraid the propellers won't work?
Oh, there's a little ice on the...
Oh, my wings are heavy.
Oh, there's a little ice on the leading edge of the wing. Yeah.
Looks like old ladyboy can't handle a man's job.
Oh, it could affect the aerodynamics. Yeah.
Make us crash and burn alive.
And burn.
The opposite of cold, which is the problem now.
The other way to de-ice the plane.
Oh,
higher.
To the Andes.
Yeah. Oh, we might have to eat each other.
It's like the fact that you could be that mad.
Yeah.
Sitting on that fucking Spirit airline.
Let him fucking, yeah, you're lucky they're de-icing it.
$9 for your seats.
I know, right, exactly.
It's not taking off at 5, all right?
I've watched enough air disaster episodes where when they don't de-ice that thing, you're really kind of rolling the dice.
Yeah, I just love to hear a suicidal pilot after all the groans just go, all right, you know what? Yeah. Fine. You're right, everybody.
All right, you don't want to de-ice? Good, then we won't.
That's great.
Yeah. Let's roll.
That's good. Maybe the stewardess could chip off a chunk for your scotch before we plummet.
Don't worry. Don't worry. Your cushion could be used as a flotation device when we hit frozen water.
Frozen water. You dumb fucks.
Shut up and wait 15 minutes.
I love it. But it is annoying. Oh, God, we got to go over here. And fuck.
Yeah.
Then you start thinking, like, when you're waiting too long after they de-ice, it's like, are they going to have to do this again? Are they just going to go anyway?
It didn't take.
Yeah, you got to think there is times where the guy just de-ices and it doesn't work, and he's like, yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
I don't know. I want a cigarette.
Laziness.
I got a union break coming up.
Laziness causes so many of those fucking crashes.
You've seen them with your bags. How much do you think they give a shit about the fucking propellers?
They don't care. There was one episode where this guy, he was supposed to change this leading edge of the tail, the stabilizers. So the leading edge is a nice rounded part on the front of the any kind of airfoil. So there's screws along the top and screws along the bottom, and then the whole piece comes off. So they put all the screws on, I think it was the bottom, and then the shift changed, and the guy's like, hey, take it easy. And the next guy coming on never informed him what was going on. After the crash, they found the jar with the rest of the screws that were supposed to go on top. I guess the plane had flown from point A to point B fine because they didn't pull any kind of crazy maneuvers and the air held the piece there. But this one guy was known to be kind of a hot dog coming in. And he went down like that and the whole leading edge ripped off. And then once that happens, there's no putting it back on because some idiot was like, I'm off. Fuck it. I got to get to the bar.
I did my patented show-off landing.
Yeah, and that guy. But, like, just because somebody didn't want to put in a dozen or so more screws, a whole plane full of people die.
Yeah, it's there for a reason. It's like when you're assembling anything, there's extra screws.
Oh, the extra part.
Go back.
You don't want that, like, in a turbine engine or something. You don't want extra parts. There's a ring.
That's
what
weird.
Is this thing? It's like, oh, it keeps something from going somewhere.
What's this thing that looks like a just something that looks like a fan blade? I don't know what it is. Good luck.
All right. Good.
It doesn't happen in NASCAR where they, you know, when they change the tires real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Like the guy, it's a guy on the other side.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
they
yeah.
do one side of the car and I'm done.
Yeah.
Union break.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. Take off and then
they've gotten fucking amazing. Like I remember when I was a kid watching NASCAR pit stops and you're just like, wow, that's amazing. Now, it's just everything. Fuel, 4 tires, and it's barely like he even stopped.
Dude, I would love a Jiffy Lube to be like that.
Yeah,
pull in. I would pay extra just to watch him do that. Like, you're done. It's like 9 seconds.
Yeah, you're sitting in the waiting room for 2.5 hours, drinking the last thing of the coffee.
That fucking's been there for 3 days.
Coffee that's like spattered with shit and oil and... Oh, the worst fucking accommodation.
And then I love the announcers on NASCAR. They go... 2.7 seconds. Boy, they're really going to have to pick it
up. They're going to pay for that, right? Yeah. What?
You're like, this guy put on a wheel in a second.
Just rebuilt the entire car in 2.5 seconds.
That's and then with Formula One, when some guy must have said, hey, instead of pulling out a jack, why don't we just put the jack in the car? We plug the air in and the thing comes... You are you're the guy.
Crazy.
You invented an amazing thing.
You know he got his sister that night.
Oh, yeah.
Well, then you know.
I invented the jack thing.
Yeah, you know the jack thing? It's me.
You always know when somebody's a little lazy on the lug nuts, though, because 19 people are crushed by a tire.
Yeah, that's happened a few times. Yeah. Somebody doesn't tighten.
But the bad thing about NASCAR is, like, there's no...
It's like, NASCAR?
Hey, man, what you talking about?
That's fucking queer fairy.
Yeah, what are you, faggy?
When we watched it, people could actually die.
Yeah,
now you see these cars flip 87 times. It explodes.
Yeah.
It goes flying over the audience three counties over. And the guy goes,
Yeah.
He's fine.
Well, I hit some loose pavement over there in turn three, and I catapulted out at 280 miles an hour into a minefield.
Yeah,
Dale Earnhardt's wreck was pretty bad, though.
Yeah, that was
one where you're like, "There's, I don't think anybody could walk away from that one."
Yeah, that was one of those that was kind of like, "Oh, that wasn't that kind of like, all right, we got to make this safer."
Yeah, because even
nowadays they live through that.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You don't even think about it.
Yeah, they belt your head in. Like,
but even like Dale Earnhardt Jr. was like, "Yeah, I kind of had to stop racing because it's like, yeah, I'm sure you have the vision of your dad."
Yeah, getting that. What was it called? Technical decapitation.
Dude,
or
internal
decapitation.
Yeah, but you're right, though. Whatever they do now, that same flip and shit, they're fine.
Yeah.
They found me four counties over, but it was all right. I chipped a nail.
You know what else they thought was a good idea? Nets above in front of the audience?
Yeah, like at the baseball games.
Yeah, so you don't get hit with a ball or a tire coming at you at 312 miles an hour.
That Goodyear just foul. There's a happy young fan.
That mortal head wound brought to you by Goodyear.
There's 11 closed caskets for sure in that section.
And yet there's still some old school guys going, this is bullshit, this wire, this fence.
Oh, yeah.
If I get the net down.
Yeah, if I die, it's fine.
Yeah, I don't know why in my Wonder it was Bread better jacket. Like in the old days. Like I would say that too. When I went to Yankee Stadium after they put the nets up, I was like, oh, they got nets now. It's fucking, you know. Yeah. And you could see the game just as well. And and you don't have to fucking look at every, you know, you sit there and maybe eat your nachos and drink a beer without the horror that some ball's going to come flying at you.
Yeah, hitting by a wooden bat because these guys are such animals. They can't use aluminum or it would just kill someone.
There's always an old guy. If I die from a Craig Nettles foul ball, so be it.
So be it. I would be proud.
Yeah, this is the same guy who went to the all-women's league in the suit and just taunted him. Hot dog in one hand.
Yeah.
Dude, have you ever seen somebody hit unaware with a baseball? I mean, of course you have.
Frightening.
Dude, it just knocks them right
down. Yeah, yeah.
And somebody always goes for the ball before the person.
Yeah. I think, chasing around under the seats. I think the last time was a kid got nailed, and that's when everyone went, all right, I guess we got to put nets up.
Yeah, but meanwhile, the guy holding the beer and the kid in the other arm.
Yeah, yeah.
And catches the full foul ball in the beer.
Yeah.
You know, that guy's fine.
And it's awesome.
The kid's all right.
Yep. Yeah. I don't know. I would think if you have kids, I mean, it's nice, obviously, to take them to the game and everything, but putting them in that section where they rip those fouls and they're full speed right over your heads. Because there isn't a big area where that happens. It's a swath on either side. Put them in the fucking back. What are you doing?
You're like a nice, your kids. We'll get a nice suite every now and then. Through my
there you go.
Company.
Get a suite. You hear a thud on the fucking window, maybe. Yeah.
You feel better than everybody.
And go over and grab more chicken wings with your tongs. Like civilized people.
Not waiting in line like a goddamn animal.
Fucking right.
Laying out on the steps bleeding.
Yeah, yeah.
I brought a glove.
Yeah. Guess your parents can't afford a suite. Hope they have health insurance.
I would go out like we used a suite a couple of times at Yankee Stadium for playoff games and stuff. And you go out because they got the seats out front of the suite.
Yeah.
And you sit down a little. It's like, ooh, it's a little chilly out here. I'm go in and grab a big hot pretzel and a beer, sitting there and watch it on the TV.
Yeah. Did I mention I won $18,000?
Yeah. Wait a minute. I watched a movie last night that was just. I was debating texting you.
Okay.
Together. I don't know if you've seen it or not. It's from 2016. It's been on demand. It's been taunting me on demand. It tasks me. It tasks me. So I had to watch it. It is John Travolta in I Am Wrath. Have you seen it?
Yes.
So fucking bad.
Is
look at it. His hair is beyond reason.
Dude, the ending is atrocious.
It's so bad.
Vivian died. Because of the things
I feel. Look at his hair, like it's like they sharpied in some.
Yeah. Look at how they just used red marker for that scar.
Yeah, yeah. That's what we were saying.
It was so bad.
Yeah.
All the blood in it is so bad. None of it's Kiro syrup. It's all marker.
They were trying to go for a John Wick and Death Wish thing.
Mm-hmm.
They failed miserably on both
ends. Yes, on both ends. Well, he, of course, like that just showed, had the wall of weapons as opposed to the driveway.
Right, he had to punch through the wall.
Yep.
Which, by the way, me and Missy were just calling everything that happened in that movie last night. We're like, okay, here's where. You go, uh-oh, now he's going to say.
That's not our business. I want the heads. Oh.
The bad guys are so such bad, like bad movie bad guys. And then this guy, they couldn't afford Colin Farrell.
Yeah, yeah.
To get some guy that looks like him.
Also, I love when the movie's so low budget, all the cars that blow up are at least 22 years old.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I couldn't figure this out. I'm like you, though. I was looking at it going, how is he in this?
Oh, this is my favorite.
By the way, that tattoo looks like shit.
Yeah.
I've had sex with girls with worse tattoos than that, though.
Well, of course.
Yeah, I'm not buying John Travolta.
It's sexy on them, though. It means you have a chance.
Like, when you watch John Wick, like, the action is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Like, the fast-moving, the karate and the guns and the fuck. It's you could tell that they really worked on that.
And Keanu, who we all, you know, is known for his acting ability.
We make fun of Keanu.
He puts in so much to the actual, like, martial arts and, like, guns and it. Like, dude, he's great.
That it's fucking
awesome. It's believable.
So with this, I noticed the fights, a lot of slow motion because you can't speed it up. That looks silly.
Well, no, they do speed it up. Like, even when they grab that at parts, like when they pulled up the car with the crane.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, clearly, it took way too long. So then they just do this really bad, like, fast forward.
Well, in that they, like, it looks like they eliminate some frames to give it that choppy speed up look, like it's supposed to be.
That's what I mean. It's like that Matrix.
Right.
Brother, yeah.
You would think it was a cinematic decision. Meanwhile, it's purely like, well, Travolta just looks like an old guy trying to punch someone. We need to speed it up or slow motion it where you don't know how fast or slow it's going.
Yeah, I felt like they had a bad wig on him just because they needed to put it on the stunt guy. You know, they're like, it's got to be this bad, so from behind.
This bad wig, then everyone will know it's him when the stunt guy is.
We need a lot of also broken glass to cover it so you can don't realize how awful it looks.
And then his partner owns a barbershop.
Yeah.
Which was weirdly ironic.
Yes, it was.
Comes in, sits in the chair, and I'm like, they're not giving him a haircut.
Yeah.
Nothing grows there. It's fucking like that for 20 years.
It's like you should have just taken his fingers. Just
All right.
There you go.
A little off the top. But he gave him a razor. Shave.
Yeah.
He just gave him a shave because Travolta never needs a haircut.
No.
Or he should have maybe just taken a little Sharpie and just.
It's so hard to avoid a Travolta movie.
His hairline. Yeah. Dude, his hairline is hilarious.
Also, the best is when they go into slow-mo in the action, and then just at the point where he hits him, it goes into regular
speed.
It
goes fast again.
Yeah, and then you go, whoa, he really clocked him.
Another cinematic. See, a little slow motion.
And then when he hits the ground, it goes into
regular
motion. Yeah. Meanwhile, he only fell like an inch.
I also love that this tattoo parlor guy had a sword.
Oh, why not? Gavin has one.
Well, yeah, that's true. This one's way.
And then he.
That's right. I
slices his throat.
Like he's immediately no. Yeah. But, you know, wouldn't it take a few minutes before you finally went? No, I know.
Stop. You're softly kneeing me in the lower back.
And they have the brightly lit neon light dance club.
Just like
with a
John
lot of
Wick.
Asian people in it for some reason. Where are those places?
Yeah, that never exist.
No, the big bar, everyone's dancing, having a good time, and then there's a running gun.
And there's
battle.
No karaoke, so you know it's not real.
They attempted to make it look like the Russian mob scene in John Wick.
In John Wick. Like,
yeah, it was so fucking.
But like the John Wick part, it was so cool. Every step that he took was this choreographed dance of death. That
John Wick
was doing. And this, it's just stupid.
Well, and in John Wick, you believe it because he's in danger constantly. Like, he has this well-maneuvered, everybody, it's like, I got to break this neck, I got to grab this guy.
Yeah.
Like, it's all planned. You can tell he's a professional. This is just, I'm coming in and shooting everybody.
Yeah. And they kill his wife at the beginning of this. You get to know his wife really well. For 30 seconds, I believe, she's on camera. And so you don't really care. Like with John Wick, it was his dog.
The amount of time he's had sex with his own.
With John Wick and his dog, like everybody watching that was like, oh, you got to kill all these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. And the girls even were like, oh, not the dog. John Wick, kill that. This one, it's like, oh, who cares?
But it required no character introduction in John Wick because it was the frames, how lonely he was.
Right, that's it.
Like, it was fucking amazing the way that they did
it. That's it.
Yeah, like, look at this.
Look
dude.
At how badly and this is done.
Everybody in the shot isn't trying to fight him. There's people just trying to get away, where in the other movie, they're all trying to fight him.
Yeah, they're all trying to fight.
Dude, I love John Wick. It's so good.
Like, if you hit him with, the Book of Dianetics, that would be funny. You know?
Yeah.
He's just shooting people.
I like when John Wick has to, tell someone to hold on a minute.
Yeah.
While he shoots up. Like, hold on, I'll kill you in a second.
Yeah.
I'll hold your face like this, shoot a few people, and then shoot you in the eye.
I love the gore, though. Like, I love the fucking, right through the eye shots, heads blowing up.
And then, like, a video game. Like, you're out of ammo, so you got to kill someone, grab their gun, keep moving. It's fucking great. This Travolta must have been like, I could do this. Like, that's what I'll do.
Yeah.
I'll just be like John Wick or something. Right?
But
I'll be John Wick.
Yeah.
The new name of that movie is John Wick. All right, that's it.
John Wick.
I'm John Wick.
I got a leather jacket and a wig.
Look. I could shoot a guy like that.
I just dressed like Gotti with a wig.
John Wick. How did I not think of that last night when I was watching the movie?
I don't know. Nobody did till just now. That's a 5:59er and it's 5:04.
Yeah.
What meme's going to beat that today?
Damn. Fuck.
Dude, him and if I see a Nicolas Cage movie, I will eventually have. Did you see Mandy?
I don't think so.
It's fucking insane.
It's the new one he's in.
Oh, okay, then I haven't.
No, but there's a lot of press because, obviously I'm in the world of metal, and it's a lot of the metal bands soundtrack and everything, so I kind of actually want to see it.
It's worth the watch. It is a fucking, just an acid trip. It's a bad acid trip.
The trailer here.
It's insanity. I don't know how else to describe it.
Like it?
Yeah.
Got good reviews.
What? Okay.
I liked it because it was done. There's just, I don't know how to explain it. There's nothing like it. It's just insanity.
Wow. His fist
closed around. Like, if I still took acid, I would certainly.
Oh, fuck that. That would be creepy as fuck.
That's what I mean. It's like, it's done like a bad acid trip. Like, it's really good.
His son's like a death metal guy.
Yeah.
Cage's son, yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, yeah. Why does everyone look like zombies?
That's what I mean. Like, you can't. You'll watch it and be like, what the fuck was that? And then the more you think about it, you'll be like, I kind of want to watch it again.
I guess if you accept every script, one of them
hits.
Be pretty good.
Exactly. It's most of shit.
I, too, am a special one. Let us be so very special.
It's insanity.
He's always got a scene like this in every movie now, too. The performance of a lifetime.
Oh, shit. Making a weapon.
going hunting.
It's like something so what you want? Tiger made.
It looks like a sword you'd make or an axe you'd make on acid.
Evil.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's really worth it.
Yeah, because you get to see him.
I'm in.
Yeah, yeah, I'm in.
I'm telling you, it's worth it.
In love, I'll show you love.
Oh, man. They wronged you.
He always ends up completely fucked up in every.
Oh, yeah.
As long as he gets the girl in the end, that's all I care about.
Yeah, that's it.
That's what I really go for, that romance angle.
Yeah. As long as it's gone in 60 seconds again and again and again.
Oh, God.
It's the worst
one. Oh, it's great. That's like the death metal font, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's unreadable.
You're going to like it, too. Yeah.
Like, that's when you know you're a great death metal band, when you can't even read the logo.
You can't read the fucking logo.
I love this fucking band. What are they called? I don't even know.
I don't know, but look, it's badass, the fucking logo, whatever it says.
What do they sing? I don't even understand a word. Also, have you ever seen Joe with Nicolas Cage?
No.
That is definitely another one.
That's a good one?
Really good movie, yeah, yeah.
Well, is it as strange as that, or
no,
is it more?
It is bizarre. Like, his whole job is he poisons trees just for a company, but it's actually a really good movie. It's just called Joe, and then everything else he's made is shit.
Yeah, like, there's a lot of shit out there.
We'll recommend of his last 20 movies, nothing.
So it's like Munchausen by proxy with trees.
Yeah, okay.
Well, for some reason, Nicolas Cage and John Travolta, to like, I'm like you, where I can only pass that movie so much. Till I'm like,
so many times, because on demand, you will see Nick Cage movies go by like as you're just scrolling. It's amazing.
And if it involves a sports car and sunglasses, keep going. But other stuff is actually good. Like, this is it.
What's the point in any of it? It's all just gonna boil up and wash us away.
Oh, it's got some fucking leaves.
It's actually...
The movie's got leaves. It's got to be good.
It's got to be good.
Well, me and my dad just got into town. I was wondering if you'd give us a job.
I pay a day's pay for a day's work. And if we work till dinner and get rained out, I pay for the whole day. Does that sound fair enough?
Yes, sir.
I'm Joe. When I watch that boy, I see someone who's nothing like me.
What the hell you looking at?
That dude's great. He was an actual homeless dude they found and cast him as a stepdad.
Care of Dorothy and Mama. Kind of got a family problem.
Are they trying to do like a Sling Blade thing here? Just kind of looks like Sling Blade.
I feel like it's a Sling Blade meets Leaving Las Vegas. Almost.
Yeah? Because he's got a stepfather that's like kind of an
abusive,
asshole.
Bring your mom or your sister. We'll be safe here.
Person just don't know from one day to the next which one's going to be their last.
And he almost sounds like Sling Blade, even though he can be.
Yeah, he's just the real guy they found who is just a fucking homeless drunk.
If I find out something's happened to that boy, I'm going to whip whoever's ass has something to do with it.
You all need your word like that. You just the boy.
You shouldn't have done that. Put him in. Buried him.
Yeah.
Poor little fella. Poor little fella.
Folks looking for trouble tend to find more than they're after. If anything happens to me, you get out of the way. You hear?
I've been looking for you and that kid.
What have you done, Joe?
Alright.
It's more of a I'm telling you, it's worth it.
Yeah.
It's not Mandy. Like, Mandy you have to see, cause you're just gonna be like, what the fuck did I do?
What is that?
But that's actually just it's well acted, which is a rare thing to say for a Nicolas Cage movie.
A Nick Cage vehicle, as they call it.
Dude, he did one with James Franco, I wanna say, where he played like Elvis or something in New Orleans that he directed. It is such a fucking disaster.
He's made some real shit.
I think he was bankrupt for a while.
Was he?
Hey, because he did nothing but buy everything he wanted.
Yeah.
Porsches, Lamborghinis,
that'll do
houses.
Gone in 60 seconds.
I hate that movie.
He's the worst. He does all kinds of dumb shit.
What's the name of the car that he's got to get? The Mustang? I think it's a 57.
Oh, it's a fucking Shelby. It's Shelby Mustang.
Yeah, is it Shelby that he keeps calling it?
No,
yeah.
He calls it. It's a girl's name.
He calls it something, but it is a Shelby, I think.
What's that one where he's
glorious
looking for the treasure?
Eleanor?
Oh, God. Eleanor. National treasure.
National treasure, yeah.
Eleanor. He's, oh, God.
I'm getting douche chills here.
Like, yeah,
if you're going to name a car or something, you can't think of anything more sexy than Eleanor.
Eleanor.
You want douche chills, my son wanted.
Long Island, that's a sexy woman's
have
name.
To get Eleanor.
Dude, my son wanted to watch the new Santa movie with Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
I love Kurt Russell, so I'm like, yeah, I'll definitely watch a Kurt Russell movie. He's three. And there's a scene where he sings a Santa in prison as Elvis. And I almost turned it off. I was so fucking uncomfortable.
Really?
Dude, it's so douche chilling. If you have a clip of Kurt Russell singing as Santa Elvis.
Pretty bad.
Dude. I wonder if people complain because there's four black women also in jail with him who end up being his background singers.
That sounds racist.
And
Stevie Van Zandt is the other prisoner.
Now listen, don't ruin it for the three-year-olds in the audience watching right now.
When you
let them decide.
When you watch with your kid, the second Stevie Van Zandt walks in, go get something to drink and come back 8 minutes
later. Pretty baby, and the snow is falling on the ground.
Hey, Still, what the fuck are you doing here?
Oh, it's so bad. It's so bad.
Looking like silly Bobby Bacala.
Dude, I get it's a kid's movie, but...
And it's the old white guys with beards with the saxophone.
He can't escape from prison, but he can magically make guitars and saxes appear. Got no
sleigh with reindeer. Oh, no. Little sack on my back. You're gonna see me coming
in a big black Cadillac.
I told you. This is bad.
And he was like, why did I take this script?
And I like Kurt Russell.
Like Kurt Russell's genius, but this is
not his.
Horrifying.
Even the rest of the movie's fine in it, but this scene, if I was Kurt Russell, I would have just been like, absolutely not. Like, I know he was in the movie Elvis, but still. It's not acceptable. See the black women who are in prison? Not a white one. And there's Stevie. Yep, and now there's a piano in prison.
Hang up your pretty stockings. Turn out the lights. Oh, this is so bad.
Dude, even my son, who's three, was just like looking at me like, what is this? Like, why? Why is it happening?
Daddy, can I go to prison?
Yeah, Santa's in prison and they sing songs? That sounds awesome.
You have my genetic son. It's a
Oh, this is really fucking bad. All right with the reprieve.
So.
A reprise.
Whatever, yeah.
But it is a reprise.
Should be a reprieve.
Give me a reprieve. All right.
Can they do a director's cut where they actually remove this?
Yeah, they should.
Is it a musical or is that like the only number they
do?
No,
it's just a story. It's basically, you know, a bit like The Santa Claus with Tim Allen.
Right.
Like, not the same idea, but just that that Christmas concept.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that just breaks out and you're like, what the fuck is happening? Guess who Mrs. Claus is? I'm going to ruin it for every viewer right now.
John Travolta?
Yep. No, it's Nick Cage.
No.
No, come on, you can guess. It stars Kurt Russell.
Oh, yeah, they got...
You know, the second she walks in...
Even if he did that as Snake Plissken, it would suck.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. No
Dude,
shit.
Yeah. Even if it was in Little China.
Wow. There was the definitive douchey scene in I Am Wrath. And it's, of course, when he... someone goes, who are you?
Oh, no.
And I turned to Missy. I went, uh-oh, here it comes. Like, because it was such a... And he's like, I am Wrath. Like, oh, it's the name of the movie. He's got he's tattooed on his back.
Yeah, like,
who are you? He's got to fuck. Yeah. And I knew, though. I went, uh-oh, here it comes. And then he said it, and we both just did that thing where you both go, And I'm like, look, look, I'm all douched out. It was so fucking incredibly bad.
And she knew who he was.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm so glad. Yeah, I forgot that I watched Sex. It was horrendous.
Well, if you want good movies or horrendous movies, whatever, they're all available at deepdiscount.com. loyal sponsor to the many great shows here on Compound Media. Wonderful site to find all your favorites at low prices, classics and hard to find titles, and new releases too, including TV shows, movies, books, music, and more, all in one wonderful place. Is that Mr. Rogers right there? What's going on? Yeah, see, they got everything. Just click that deep discount logo right there on the website, and so they know he sent you. You click it on our website. I guess that's how it works. Of course, that's how it works. I know. They've been with us for years. Big Scary Shark. Get your holiday shopping list and throw it out, because you could do all that shopping on deepdiscount.com. Tens of thousands of items, incredible prices right there at your fingertips. All this month, Dave is sharing his favorites on deepdiscount.com. Today's pick would be Cheap Thrills.
That's right.
The action thriller starring Pat Healy as a guy. You know Pat?
I don't know Pat. I love this movie, though, and David Koechner is incredible in it.
I know Pat. I know that girl right there, too.
Really?
Sarah Paxton. Yeah. Oh, good pick.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a great movie.
He's a guy about to be evicted, so he agrees to
Dean
a series
Del
of
Dean Del Rey starring in that?
He agrees to a series of insane challenges for cash payment from a twisted couple who are quite rich. You'll find new releases at Deep Discount, too, including my great book, Permanently Suspended. Yeah, we're going to take the three callers. Look at Hillary loves it. Three callers, and you will get a complimentary book, compliments of deepdiscount.com. Be good to yourself. Save money. Go, please. Oh, yeah. No, it's fine. I understand the bladder problems. Go,
get that
please.
Movie at Deep Discount.
Take a leak.
Get the movie.
Yes.
Seriously.
Cheap Thrills. Save your money. Save money and time this holiday season and support our great sponsor. And Garrett, if you would please.
Thanks, Deep Discount.
Thanks, Deep Discount. Indeed. Mm-hmm. I am wrath. Oh, is that just terrible? Tragic news. Roger. You might remember Roger as the ripped kangaroo. Remember that fucking, the kangaroo with the fucking crazy arms and shit? He's dead. He died at the ripe old kangaroo age of 12. 12? That's it? Poor kangaroos. It's a tough world out there in Australia.
There he is.
There he is. Look at him. All jicked up. Look at the fucking arms on this roided out fucking kangaroo. I love this thing.
He could have played shortstop for the Yankees.
Yeah, no shit. He's fucking. There it is, right there. It's Mark McGwire's rookie card. Before they shave the son of a bitch. Order now on FlexPay. He looks like a kangaroo. Yeah, that's he was 12. Yeah, internet sensation for many years. It started, I guess, when he crushed a big can or something.
As seen on Shark Tank.
Yeah. I guess his owner came out with that thing full of kangaroo food, whatever that is. And the kangaroo came over to him, grabbed it, and just crushed the fucking thing like the monster he is. And that went viral, and the people love him. There's a short little video on that link I sent you. That it's a little Aussie news story. You got the nice Sheila reporting the story. Yeah, Sheila.
I like to throwing up the old back steps of her.
Yeah. Yeah, she was. You find that one? Yeah, there it is. All right.
So what happened to this kangaroo?
He was 12 years old. He died of kangaroo old age. I don't know how old he
is. That what they live to?
I don't know. I thought it had to be
anybody in the audience know.
But he, I don't know. Maybe the roids got him, like the WWE wrestlers, like from years ago. It's like, oh, the guy died of natural causes at 50. Oh, here we go. Nice. Turn that up.
A mate's tribute.
If you've ever wondered what 200 plus centimeters and 95 kilograms of a big, red, angry kangaroo looks like close up, meet Roger.
Twice up. Twice. Not even
Roger
close.
Scherer filmed this video a couple of years ago, and Roger's fairly used to having a camera nearby. Roger's known to millions, and so too is his offsider, Chris Brolga Barnes, through the BBC series Kangaroo Dundee. They've been a double act for more than a decade.
I came across Roger's mother, dead on the side of the road.
Well, fucked up.
I checked the pouch.
I like how they're an act.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you feed him. That's why you're an act.
Yeah, little biceps.
But little did Brolga know how quickly and ferociously Roger would grow and grow.
Yeah. He's just so aggressive, chasing me. Trying to kickbox me.
Do they all dress like that?
I went into...
Like, is everyone in Australia dressed like that?
And he just took the bucket out of my
You have to wear that outfit.
Really got to wear that outfit everywhere.
Just kept the bucket.
Yeah,
his snapshot soon went ballistic on Instagram.
Recently, I had about 50 Asian students here from China and Taiwan. And
China.
I don't look Chinese.
China.
I said, this is Roger.
China. Taiwan.
Everyone's
Lord, we call them chinks.
That's it.
You could say that with this outfit on.
Home, the kangaroo sanctuary just outside Alice Springs, a haven for rescued roos, more than 300 a year. Most are young and typically orphaned by car crashes.
People come in and hold a baby, and then that gives people a bit of confidence to stop when they see roadkill, and they do find a baby in the pouch, they know what to do.
These days, tourists from around the world...
I wonder if his last days were like Jake LaMotta. He just got all fat and let himself go, and he's telling jokes in nightclubs. I used to be a cut roux.
I was...
Or he was like Eddie Guerrero, and he just fucking... His heart exploded while he was brushing his teeth.
Oh, shit. Oh, look at the old codger. 12 years old is old in kangaroo.
Yeah.
Is it?
I guess. Maybe you can look that up. The fucking, how old? Oh, you know, sir?
I just looked it up. Kangaroos live 8 to 12 years.
Wow.
And they keep a kangaroo and, you know, domesticated.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they could live in the wild up to 20 years.
Oh, okay. To 12 years in captivity, 20 years in the wild because, you know, they're not supposed to fucking be, because he got a statue. It's like, hey, look at that, Adrian.
Yeah.
It's a thing of beauty, Rock.
Yeah, do they have video of him running up the steps of the Philadelphia Library?
Yes. That suit.
Takes all the steps in three hops.
Just in there punching meat. Running up the steps.
They are adorable. Stupid kangaroos.
Yeah, not really that one. Like, could you imagine?
No, he's just a mean, big, jacked fucking kangaroo.
It's one thing to see, like, a kangaroo in the wild, but imagine if you just see that fucking Mike Tyson thing.
That'd be pretty goddamn scary. That'd be scary. Yeah, look. There he is. Babies are always cute. They're kind of some weird rabbit.
Crikey, cut me. Cut me, Mick. Cut me, crikey.
He'll murder you to death, Rock. There we go. Well, Bon Voyage, Roger, the ripped kangaroo, dead,
outback,
12 years old. I would have thought they lived a long time. I don't know why, but.
Yeah, when we don't fuck with them, they do.
Yeah, when we don't fuck with them. Even 20, though, that's kind of like a cat. A cat can live to 18 or 20 years. Give them, you know, you treat them well, I guess, but poor fucking kangaroos.
How come there's no feedback about that?
Yeah,
let's take these beautiful animals. They live 20 years out there in the bush. Let's take them into captivity so they live 12.
Well, we kind of did that with orcas, with the killer whales at SeaWorld. They were like, yeah, these things really live a long time and live a great life, and they seem to be happy and communal and everything. Oh, and then we lock them up in fucking 8 feet of water, and they're great. They love it. By the way,
it's not because they're dying though of natural causes. It's because they're bashing their head against the side of the pool,
and then they wonder when they turn on their fucking trainers.
Seriously, whales commit suicide. So do dolphins.
They just smash into the side of.
And dolphins will get depressed and jump into boat blades.
Oh, that is awesome. didn't know that.
Yeah.
God.
Imagine showing your kid a majestic dolphin kill itself in your boat blade.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, when you put them in SeaWorld and stuff, yeah, they'll just die. They'll try to kill themselves.
Yeah, I didn't really give a fuck. And then when I watched Blackfish, yeah, I was kind of like, and I take documentaries with a grain of salt, as they say, because...
to your dealer at Sugar House?
Yeah. Yo, man, grain of salt.
I'm Blackfish, it's a grain of salt.
Hey, I'm here at Sugar House with grain of salt. Yo, paprika. Documentaries can be so twisted, and you know, you watch one documentary on something, you're like, oh my god, that's obvious, that's the way it is, and then you watch another one and you're like, oh well, I was totally wrong, that guy's a piece of shit, and this is so but when I watched that, there was really no way to spin it where it's like, no, it's good that they're in these small little tanks that are microscopic compared to what they have out in the wild. Yeah, so that kind of made me go like, maybe they need to fucking put those out there.
Yeah, without these, how else would children be able to taunt them from behind glass?
Ding, 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 ding.
Like they do in the wild.
That fucking thing's like, if I could just break through that and drown all these little bastards.
And eat all you at once.
I don't, I don't know. Because I thought the same thing. Like, how are people supposed to see them? If that you don't capture them and throw them in a small little cage.
Right.
But I guess you're not supposed to see them.
Who cares?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you get so
one guy. You have to see everything.
Maybe you don't have to see everything.
No, you don't.
That's the point. There are people with amazing cameras now that could go out and photograph them and perhaps get eaten doing it.
I had a girlfriend, which we would leave for the weekend. She would leave the Animal Planet on for her cats. I'm like, they don't want to see other cats running around in the wild.
No, I leave CNN
on their own.
On.
Yeah.
Mine.
Like, oh, shit, I'm in the 800-square-foot apartment.
Fake news.
Cats love idiots.
Yeah, cats. Yeah. I want him to see something that he feels smarter than with his little cashew brain.
That's gonna be
cats
weird too.
If like little cats.
What if a cat gets it watching TV and it's like, what's all this? You know, drinking from a fucking like nice pond.
Yeah.
I check in on Beavis every so often when I'm away with the cameras. You know, because I got some cameras in my house, so I'll check, make sure. You know, he's like, and he's just walking where he's not supposed to be. Doing things that he's not supposed to be doing.
20 other cats over. There's coke everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, my cat is living in a fucking 9-room house. A 9-bedroom house with like.
It is amazing.
He's got.
And you're keeping tabs on him.
Yeah, and I'm keeping tabs.
You're watching him.
Make sure he ain't fucking, inviting people over.
Make sure he's not doing risky business with a broomstick.
Yes. Never know these fucking cats. Bastards.
Are dogs and cats, like, they don't live in the wild as long as in captivity, right?
No, I think when you put them outside, they die a lot sooner. Cars are just like, how do you have a cat and let it out of your house? They're just custom made for a steel belted radial.
Yeah.
Because the minute you open the door, they bolt.
Oh, yeah.
They're not even looking, they just go.
Yeah.
Little dogs, too.
Yeah.
Like, big dogs and stuff, oddly enough, they'll stay pretty much if you train them, but little dogs just, they're like scrappy dude.
Run off. Yeah. And there's no way of keeping a cat, like, in your yard. Those things are just bound over anything, you know?
Yeah, it jumps on top of your garage and it's gone.
Yeah, and then they're gone, and then you got to worry that they're run over. Nothing worse than finding your cat run over.
Dude, it's the shittiest thing. I had a cat once. It was all dark out. I did not see it at all, and it ran out. And all I heard was, and I looked, and it was popping out my back tire, and I was like,
oh.
But it was all black. Like, it was not, like, that's ever terrible. On purpose. It was hiding under a car.
Yeah.
Ran out.
We had a cat named Smokey. It was a gray little cat.
We found him.
Oh, boy. And Smokey disappeared, and we would all be out there saying, Smokey, where are you, for days trying to find him. And my father finally said, well, we're probably just going to have to. He probably ran away and found some other family or something. And I was walking to school one day, and I saw this
oh, no.
Flat gray fur.
Oh, Smokey.
I was like, oh, no, it's Smokey. So I grabbed a stick, and I turned him over, and the maggots were just like all over Smokey. Underneath Smokey, Daddy lied again.
Oh, no.
Daddy lied again. Smokey was not with a family. Smokey was pancaked on the side of Hawthorne Avenue in Central Islip.
And home, you had a dog.
Now, you know, MS-13 leaves their fucking victims on the side of that road for the maggots.
Oh, I could see a dead MS-13 and be fine with it. Yeah,
I'm fine by that.
You show me a dead bunny, I'm sad.
Yeah, yeah. And then one day, my mom was starting the car, and we heard like a thud, and she shut the engine off, and was like, "Oh, what was that?"
Yeah.
Looked under the car, and there was a cat. Apparently, the cat had been hit by the fan blade.
Well, they crawl under the engine.
Thought he was a dolphin.
Yeah.
Strays, that's head of my brother.
Maybe he crawled under there for warmth.
Did they try to keep warm?
That's the fact.
And then you start the fucking...
With Cosette. What happened to Cosette, Christopher? Oh. Maybe she crawled under for warmth.
There's really no worse sound than a cat in an engine.
Oh, yeah,
besides, maybe a microwave.
There's
from my experience,
many things under there that'll just fuck it up. The fan belt and a pulley or the...
Yeah, the strays
get a lot of shit under there that could fuck a cat.
You can get a raccoon in there sometimes.
Yeah,
bunnies.
For warmth.
For warmth. Oh, just dead dog on a leather couch.
Christopher, Cosette's dead. I don't know. What the fuck? I want a piece of shit.
Takes heroin and just lay.
Yeah. Lay back. You hear. And you heard like.
Oh. You hear it. Yeah.
The fucking thing die. I love it. Oh, yeah. Kevin Hart. We were talking about this a little earlier. Says he has stepped down as an Oscar host because of a few tweets from years and years and years ago.
Is he going to the Oscars? Because, I mean, I imagine he's probably nominated.
Probably nominated.
Yeah. Fucking
is he nominated?
Night School. It's the only time.
Nominated for best. Whoa! Through a windshield.
Ah! And the Oscar for worst buddy cop.
Yeah, him and The Rock.
Yes, they're a duo.
That's what you need. He posted a faggot, I guess. The word faggot. Terrible to post, especially 10 years before it's terrible.
Yeah.
Like, no one, there's no guessing. What you're posting today, could be seen as being a fireable offense 10 years from now. But you won't know.
10 years.
Ten minutes.
Well, you posted 10 minutes ago.
Tomorrow could be a problem.
Yeah.
But you could post something that you think is totally innocent and fine. And before you know it, you're fucked. You can't have that kind of hindsight. You can't blame people for not having that kind of hindsight to think what's going to be offensive in 10 fucking years.
Right.
It's insanity.
I went to Dave Landau's MySpace page.
Okay.
And I have some objectionable material here.
MySpace.
It still has current dates on it. That's the weird thing.
Oh, amazing.
In fairness, my grandma's name is Filthy Jew. That can easily be misinterpreted.
Okay, fair enough.
All right. Log on, 800 videos and songs start playing. And MySpace was awesome.
I feel like this Uncle Tom guy is in no relation to you.
I don't remember an Uncle Tom. Oh, fuck. Yeah, that was. So Kevin Hart, where is that? There it is. So Kevin Hart's been tweeting, "Yo. What's with the yo? If my son comes home and tries to play with my daughter's dollhouse, I'm going to break it over his head and say in my voice, 'Stop, that's gay.'"
Well, I feel that definitely should have gone from head to social media.
Yeah.
You want to write that one out, Kevin?
So that's 2011.
It's before you could save to draft.
Yeah.
2011.
Check it like three days later.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I almost posted that.
Oh, in no way is that a joke.
But no, it's funny how he says, "say in my voice." So I guess, are you supposed to say it in your head in his voice?
Right.
That's funnier?
And it's funny.
Yeah. Like if you say it like me.
Yeah.
It's funny.
In my book, Permanently Suspended, you can read about my father telling my mother that I was not leaving the house with a doll, when in fact it was not a doll. It was a marionette. I had just not yet put the strings on it. And a marionette without strings is indeed a doll. So my dad said, "Ro, My son is not going to look like a faggot carrying that doll.
I love, though, in the book, he's basically just upset about strings, like it was going to be the most heterosexual thing once it was
Once a doll has strings and you're doing something,
I was laughing.
Then it's fucking all, you're all man.
You're good.
I was laughing so hard at that chapter.
But on the strings, good. Now he won't be sucking dick.
Yeah, now.
That's it, bro.
Maybe he can work a Muppet. He's not a fag.
Right. But carrying around a fucking doll? It's a puppet, Joey. It's not a puppet, Ro. It's a fucking doll.
He could be like one of those guys on Crank Yankers.
Yeah, see?
But even to this day, like, I will look at my son and be like, no, it's an action figure, son. Action figure.
Action figure. See, it was before the term action figure, so I didn't...
I'm really tired of
I should have used that one. It's an action figure, Dad.
But gender stereotypes is not a thing. It's gender roles. It's natural gender roles.
Yes.
That's just what
it
is.
It's just what it is. Yeah. And I think in the when you're talking about normalcy, doesn't a parent want their child to be normal?
Yeah.
Now that word is a bad word when you say normal because you're assuming other things are not normal.
Yeah, you're assuming a family that says our kid doesn't have a gender because he hasn't told us yet is somehow abnormal.
Abnormal, right. I'm crazy even thinking that. But somehow
Craziness. We've
gotten to that fucking point here in life. But it's one of those things where, like, I think a parent wants to look at their child growing up and think, well, that kid will have an easier time in life by being normal. Not just fucking zombie.
Right.
You know, obviously, if you have some special talents, use them unless it's sucking cock.
Right.
And you're a boy. If you're a girl, go for it.
Yeah.
But then there are other things. But as far as just, you don't want them thrown out into life with some kind of already detrimental fucking bullshit. And some of the stuff now could be considered that.
Well,
not that it should be, or it would be great if it wasn't, but it just is. And a boy being gay to a father, he's got to just be like, that's kind of one strike against him right there. It's going to be an issue during his whole life, and he's going to have to kind of battle certain things.
Right.
You.
My kids.
He's battling a cock. That's what I was.
It's like just the never-ending story in his head every night, but he's flying around on a giant dick. It's just a mountain made of assholes.
But that's going to be there. So when a father, like what he was saying there, what Kevin was saying, was just kind of like, I don't know, I'd break it over his head is a little far, but you know what he's getting at.
Well, yeah, because we all know that black community is known for their embracing homosexuality and lack of violence to kids.
Wow.
And that's black people. And that's another another comedian who's in trouble.
Yeah.
The Indian guy from SNL.
Yeah, what did he say?
Saying, you know, it's one thing if you're black and then you're gay on top of it. You're like, what can I do to make this a little tougher for me? Oh, and they booed him off stage at Columbia. They actually... pulled him off stage. They turned the power off, and they...
Jesus Christ! Like,
and then he did the same joke at the Comedy Cellar for the Comedy Central show, and they cut him out of the show, too.
They cut him out of the show. They cut him and Artie out of the show.
Yeah.
Which, the thing with Artie, it's like, so you guys asked him to come from a rehab program?
Yeah.
So you could cut his fucking... What great people you all are. God damn. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but the problem is, they made jokes.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking jokes.
Same with the Indian guy. Like,
you want a Netflix special? Don't tell any jokes.
The same.
You'll have an hour.
Indian guy. I love how he's just referred to as the Indian guy.
I don't know the guy's name.
I don't either.
He's the Indian guy.
I'm sorry.
It's something goofy and Indian.
Hey, you know that human on SNL?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was him.
Isn't that what he's saying though? Isn't it like sympathetic? It's kind of like, I understand you guys got it tough. You're black, tough enough. You're gay, that's really tough. What else are you going to do to make it tougher on you?
Yeah.
You're being sympathetic to the struggle that these people have to go through. And that's a problem.
And using him being a minority to express the point of view of a minority. Like, and then they're like,
because a filthy Indian was saying it.
Well, yeah, exactly. It's completely unacceptable. Unless
you can't have those people fucking calling you, thinking you have it bad. How bad are you?
No, there's
one of them are saying that.
Patel is saying it.
My goodness.
There is a pecking order of what to be offended by. An Indian is. We took care of a poo. Now you all shut your faces.
Yeah. All the shit. It's all fucking bullshit. It's all just ridiculous, unnecessary, over the top. They're too emotional. And yeah, they strike out not even thinking about what he meant by that.
Yeah.
And that he's saying that it is tough being black and it is tough being gay. They just hear black and gay and go, he's being homophobic.
Buzzwords. That's all college kids hear. Buzzwords.
Buzzwords. That's all they hear. They're in that audience not thinking about it. God, thank God Carlin is dead. Oh, he would have a great take on this stuff, but I think this would have killed him anyway.
Yeah, when he walked past all the protesters standing outside of the show.
Because of what he's saying.
Right. Yeah, I can't imagine.
Meanwhile, he, would shit on liberals, and then a second later he'd be shitting on conservatives.
Because
he was just shitting on stupid people. And there's plenty to go around on.
I mean, these comics got to be able to say whatever they want to say. Unless they're a Punjab, then they should shut their mouth.
Then they should just shut the fuck up.
I mean, let's be honest. 100%. You don't want them making jokes.
Well, we got another, of course, a former Miss Kentucky worked as a teacher, arrested for sending nude photos to 15-year-old student. God bless.
All right.
God bless.
He didn't get an A, but he got two B's. You know what I'm saying? Here you go. I'm here all night.
Former Miss Kentucky, now working as a teacher in West Virginia, Virginia.
Wait.
Of course. He's accused
here
of,
all night, too.
Get it. I do an act with my dirty marionette.
It better not be a doll, pissy eyes.
A doll, you faggot. Ramsey Beers, is that her name? Arrested Friday, charged with multiple counts of distributing obscene material to a minor. Teacher Andrew Jackson Middle School near Charleston sent obscene photographs of herself to former student. To a former student of hers? Is that bad? A former student. Did she leave as the teacher and he's still 15? Yeah, I guess that's
maybe a one time.
The student's parents informed the authorities, rats, cock blockers, about the pictures, which were sent on Snapchat, according to the criminal complaint, because, they disappear.
Right.
Who believes this shit when they tell them? Yeah, Snapchat's easy. You get it. And then it's just gone forever and you never see it again.
And of course, totally no scumbag is going to take a screenshot.
Well, it tells you if you screen cap it.
Says it.
Oh, you've just been screen capped. Then you go, why you?
I don't have Snapchat. I've been reserved to the fact that my wife doesn't want to see my dick.
Yeah, I don't have Snapchat either.
In film, in person.
No. Also because we're not 12.
Right, right. Exactly. The student's parents, authorities obtained by the Cincinnati Inquirer. The parents said Beers had been the boy's teacher during part of the time at the school. Admitted to sending the photos. Oh, she did. She's been suspended from her teaching position. Ramsey Carpenter, using her maiden name, was crowned Miss Kentucky in 2014. She would finish in the top 12 in the Miss America pageant. She was released on bond following arraignment. Well, I would assume she's probably attractive because Miss Kentucky, 15-year-old. So we like to try to wonder how much time will she get based on what she looks like, because that's all they really care about. We've seen the judge give no time at all to beautiful women and lock up uglies like they were Manson.
It now becomes shit.
And I'm still waiting for Casey Anthony and Jody Arias to get out of prison.
Well, yeah. Casey Anthony isn't in prison.
Oh, that's true, right?
Yeah, she was found completely innocent.
She was found hot by a jury of her peers.
She was found amazing tits.
Yeah. The judge is like, hey, that's not a verdict. You're like, wow.
No, it kind of is.
Guilty.
Yeah. You seen Iraq?
I guess.
It's unreal.
So let's take a look at her.
Yeah.
Oh, well, now the mugshot is a little tough.
A sad beauty queen.
It's a mugshot.
It's a, that's the understand. Queen runner-up.
When you're arrested for sending porn to...
Oh, my God.
With her dumb fiddle.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
This...
Is this real?
If this clip might get her 10 years.
Yeah. Is that a Nazi eagle?
Might be.
Mother of Pearl on the
She's
neck?
Kentucky.
She's not even very good.
No.
I've seen some Chinese chicks play this like a motherfucker.
I wouldn't believe it.
They were Chari Daniels.
And if they're really big and upright, I've seen some black guys just go to town on them.
Yeah. Oof. Wow. That was terrible. Yeah.
I assume she lost whatever contest that was.
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, she won Miss Kentucky and came in 12th. All right. I mean,
this is, you know, she's probably she's a Kentucky 7.
Yeah.
She's a Jersey 8.5.
I give her a 6.
She's a Long Island 11.
Dude, she's dressed like Macho Man Randy Savage.
That's good.
Yeah, I think that knocks her down to a 6.
She's in L.A. too.
That's a good point.
Tonight, what if JonBenet grew
up? We actually call that a Michigan 11.
Oh, here she is for the crowning?
JonBenet.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, I'm so glad they didn't take points away from my fiddle.
Soon to be sending naked pictures to 15-year-olds. He's a native of Hartford, Kentucky, and a perverted little bitch.
I wonder if that kid was sitting home watching this.
Probably.
Oh, just was like nine, yeah.
Imagine that. What is she doing?
Well, you know, now with the city, now we're on the pageant thing. You know that
she's
transvestite
she's sitting
from
on
Spain,
a 15-year-old cock.
Yeah, is the odds-on favorite to win Miss Universe now.
Yeah. Now there's a tranny.
He's just sitting in his pack and play watching this.
Yeah.
That could possibly win Miss Universe.
A tranny
from Spain?
Really?
Yeah, I think the pageant's very soon.
Let's see that story, because this has been a controversy for a while now. All these dudes that decide they're going to be chicks, they're taking away... you know, chicks with digs. They're taking away all the shit from women that...
Oh.
You know, there should be a women thing. Yeah, that's a dude face.
Is that a dude face? Is she post-op?
You could tell it's dude face. Gotta be, right? I would assume having a vagina.
I didn't look that far into the article. I just saw the headline that the odds on favorite to win.
There is always something going on with the face where you just
dude is
like,
it is a dude face.
It's dude. The
mouth is
the jawline.
It's like Bill Schultz airbrushed.
Well, yeah, Bill Schultz not the most masculine guy.
Little rosy cheek.
Yeah, look,
powder.
The chin, the whole thing is just no.
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to have at least half a beer.
Golden cock rings dangling from my
ears.
This crown is made of the tears of my father.
That's lovely. And now, Miss Universe Spain. So if
you couldn't have a dick, right? Like, you'd have to be all in.
Yeah, that, well, I saw a little bit of cock there, I think.
Yeah, if that wiggles, I feel like I'd take a point off.
Anya, these chicks gotta hate this.
Yeah. Well, yeah, especially.
Yeah, come out in that.
Especially if they have, like, a dunking contest or something.
Is that duct taped? Well, that's a real chick, right?
That's gotta
be.
You
should have a tucking contest.
Yeah,
that's a real. Yeah. Sponsored by duct tape. Duct tape.
I seen it.
Is this when does the shim come out?
Brought to you by Anus Tuck, a new form of glue.
What
is that
her? I think I see a bulge.
Come on,
with a rack.
She could just have
is
a
that it?
Fat puss.
You got to see the front. There's got to be.
Is that her?
Come on, what is going on there?
Is there a dick?
It's got to be tucked under.
I can't tell.
So zoom in. The zoom in
wrapped way down. Wow. You could maybe. I don't know.
The hands are very like
big.
But she has a firm handshake like a man. She does have a man.
You got a couple of Miller Lite tall boys on the LIR. You talk to that.
Oh,
come on, Aunt.
This just.
Oh, I already said I'd fuck it.
Face, like the face is like very angular and manly.
I do a joke in my act about how trannies are like hybrid cars. Like, it's not the 50s anymore where it's just like some dude in a wig and a mustache. They're fucking, like, you know, they look pretty sleek these days.
Sleek.
I can see myself in one. Let's just be honest. I would be so mad if a dick popped out.
Yeah.
That would ruin everything.
Yeah, that would really ruin everything.
Yeah, you'd be like,
especially, it's like, oh, I'm going out with Miss Universe.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, I guess what? I'm dating Mrs. Spain.
Yeah, oh.
That's cool. Yeah, it's really cool.
Ring a bell, I think.
Oh, I jerked her off last night.
She's a, yeah. She's a giant Latin cock.
Yeah. Big, unclipped Spanish dick.
Isn't that the worst part? Not only is it a big dick, but you got to pull a hood back on it to suck it.
My God, man. That's terrible. So when's that pageant going off? People got to be pissed.
I don't know. I think if you tug on it four times.
Girls gotta fucking hate that shit.
It's not fair.
It's not fair. Although recently, I think there was a fight. There was a dude that used to be a chick fighting another dude, and the dude that used to be the chick won. Because I know Rogan was talking about like trans fighting, and that if you have a guy that is now a girl and they're fighting other girls, they're gonna kick the shit out of whoever fucking. They go against because they just have more muscle mass and the
It seems okay if it goes the other way.
Well,
right, if it goes the other way, you're kind of like, wow, okay.
A woman who wants to be the guy, fine.
They're jacked up on hormones and shit, too, so.
Well, bone density, Rogan was saying, is a big issue.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, there's no
Which is why, you know, it's how we keep our dinners warm, you know. Bone density.
December 17th is the pageant, so we'll just wait and...
All right. We'll get a box of Kleenex and...
I'll fucking be Jergens for that one. Because everyone's going to be looking, going, where's the bulge? Does it have a penis or is it trans post-op?
I was reading it. I think it still has it.
Well, ugh. Christ. There's no place for a dick on Miss Universe.
That'll ruin a picnic.
No fucking place for a dick. Have the other
have
the other galaxies been informed of this?
It's funny.
Get it, Miss Universe?
The what?
Nothing.
Cut to the control room.
Please, there you
I found the bathing suit competition.
Probably.
Oh. Ah, come on, there's a big dick there. Oh, yeah. Look. Don't show that too long. Yeah, there's a cock there.
That's it.
Yeah, something going on.
The helmet's peeking out of the vagina.
Helmet? Yeah, they're not zooming in on that.
No.
Good legs, though.
Oh, yeah, there's fucking... You can tell there's squished balls down there or something.
Yeah.
Oh. It's like fucking Michelle Obama.
It looks like a 70s Bush just jammed in there.
70s Bush, maybe. Yeah, that's... But, look, because all those...
Spanish girls don't groom down there.
Yeah, not...
Be Bush.
Comes to a look,
a penis.
Look, every single one comes to a point.
And hers comes to
except that one.
Hers looks like a half a finished bag of Jiffy Pop.
Wow. Yeah, look.
Oh my God.
Oh my dear sweet Lord.
Wow.
Here's a dick and balls. And
hopefully the cartel does the right thing and takes her head before the big day.
Oh, look.
See, that's
uncensored, uncensored.
I didn't even see that part. Yeah. They
oh, there it is.
They photoshopped that
my
out.
They photoshopped my penis on her.
That's
amazing.
Oh, my God.
That'd be great if that's just what it was. Just a hole in it with her
fucking
cock hanging
bizarre.
Out.
Meet the contestants. Oh. And yeah, every other one is like, well,
these
this one
women.
Is married to a bullfighter.
She looks kind. She looks nice. Oh, beautiful. Hello.
Works in a tortilla factory.
This one makes the best taquitos.
This one, yes. Yeah. And this one's got a big fat cock.
And this one.
Oh, this one's girthy.
Ironically, three balls, even more of a man.
There's some pretty ones in there.
Yeah. They're all pretty. Latin women are
sad. The sad part is not only do we have no shot with any of the actual women, we don't even have a shot with the one that's not really a woman.
With the big schlong.
Especially if they watch this show.
Yes.
With the
will we be able to get a line on that on BetDSI? You think they have a line on the Miss Universe pageant?
Would you bet it?
Check right now
because it's December and things are really getting interesting in the NFL. How are you doing so far this season? Winning big? Losing big? What are you doing? How would you like to double your money guaranteed? Last weekend was a great opportunity. Make some dough. Well, our good friends at BetDSI are making that possible all football season long. Because when you register with the promo code KumiaBall, you can double your money. That's right. To help you get started with some extra bang for your buck, BetDSI is offering to double your money on your first deposit. Oh, yes, deposit to start winning, and you get up to $2,500 free. That's what I tipped at the casino. But it's great. You fucking put your money in there, you get $2,500. Use that code, KumiaBall. And when it comes to football, BetDSI has odds on everything you could imagine. What, NFL, NCAA football, perhaps? What about Major League Baseball or NBA, UFC, esports, all of the global sports, celebrity happenings, politics? If it's happening, BetDSI is going to put a line on it. Do they?
They do not.
Oh, well.
No, sorry.
Well, it is Spain. No, I don't know where they hold Miss Universe. Which planet is that? I'm still going with that joke. God damn it. BetDSI has been alive for 20 years, and they built an impeccable reputation. Impeccable. Fuck yeah. He don't even know what he just said. Impeccable. Fuck yeah. Impeccable. Word humor. Dave, go. When he fucking,
I can't even.
It's so fucking funny when he does that. He just puts people on the spot.
So funny.
Yeah. Well, they do have an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payment combined with an excellent mobile interface. So you can play, win, and get paid anytime, anywhere. You know you're ready to win. Join BetDSI.com today. Use that promo code KumiaBall, and you already won. You double your money right away. Can't lose. That's promo code KumiaBall. Get in on the action. Get paid. Don't stand on the sidelines like some jamoke. Be in it to win it and enjoy the games that much more when you play at BetDSI. Ooh, there it goes. Football flows. I never get it. Just wonderful. Don Jameson, thank you so much for joining
us
today. At Real Don Jameson. Wow. On Twitter, one of the few people I know that are still on Twitter.
I don't have that blue check by my name.
Well, it's good. You don't have that target on your back then.
Yeah.
DonJameson.com for your Don Jameson needs. And December 19th, he'll be at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club right there in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. December 20th, Don Jameson and Jim Florentine, a great double bill at QXT Nightclub in Newark, New Jersey. And what is this? I got plugs.
Mm.
Tomorrow I'm on Bernie and Sid.
Nice.
At 8:40 on a WABC radio. I got to watch my mouth on there. Oh, I don't want to say fuck shit, piss shit, fuck cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, or tits on a regular radio. You could also support Compound Media by clicking the Amazon shopping link on the homepage before you do your Christmas shopping. It helps supplement us here. It helps supplement us so, you know, we could continue putting on amazing, entertaining programs. There we are in the spaceship.
I love that picture.
We were on the bridge of something. The Enterprise, perhaps.
Maybe we were.
CompoundMedia.com. You guys know that because you go there to watch this fucking show or the app. There's also plenty of merch available for Christmas, so you could do that. My book is available on there. Artie and Anthony shirts are still... Artie and Anthony shirts, we still got a few of those left. Those are collector's items.
Get them before they go to Africa.
little African kids running around. Loaded belly. Yeah. Artie and Anthony shirts.
If you don't send at least 10, I'm going to be pissed.
We got to send. I would love to see that. Little African child. And Dave Landau, where will you be?
I'd like to thank the booth and Allie for spelling my name out phonetically.
Yeah, we miss
and
you, Allie.
I'm going to be
that is hilarious.
Like I'm retarded.
They heard you read your plugs.
The next couple of Thursdays, I won't be here because Christmas is a busy time for a comedian. December 13th through 15th, you can catch me at the Looney Bin in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And December 20th through the 22nd at the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase. I love that they wrote A-R-E-B-U-R-R.
Arbor. So all phonetically.
Fuck it up.
Yes.
Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase, Ann Arbor, Michigan, aacomedy.com. And also on the site, get your Dave Style t-shirts and hoodies. I was doing a show in Mount Pleasant, New Jersey last Friday, and people came out in the hoodies. And they're actually really comfy and nice quality. So, yeah, get one on the site.
People are digging them.
George Zimmerman wasn't there, was he?
Maybe.
Watch the hoodies in front of the Zim man. Don't flim flam the Zim man.
Turns out he's a huge fan of mine.
Flim flam the Zim man.
I have the t-shirt.
Yeah, that's what he was wearing. Nice warm for the upcoming winter months.
Oddly enough, I have the same mustache he had in his mugshot.
Yes.
It's a very big seller.
It is. It's doing pretty well, so I'm happy about it.
Very, very cool. And we will see you back here tomorrow. What's going on tonight? Where is that? Oh, tonight, Crime Report with the lovely and talented Pat Dixon. That comes up at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific time. And then Nightshade with Michael Malice. I'm sure he'll be sharing some of his Gavin McInnes memories. It's like he died or something. But that's coming up at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific. We will be back here tomorrow. Don't miss it. Until then, have yourselves a great evening and arrivederci.